With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Former CBS News correspondent David Schoenbrunn died of a heart attack last May 23rd in New York. He was 73. In his 1984 memoir, America Inside and Out, Schoenbrunn wrote of how his boss and mentor, Edward R. Murrow, once threw him a curve during a broadcast in Paris.
1 minute to air, in walks Edward R. Murrow in his Savile Rose suit, handsome as, not a ripple in his hair, not a script in his hand, and he sits down. I have never admired a man more. 3 shots of scotch, no script, and he's going to do a 5-minute show. And Murrow sat down. I watched him with admiration, and Murrow said, "Good evening. This is Edward R. Murrow in Paris. Last night, you heard me from Berlin. Tomorrow, you'll hear me from London. If I can broadcast to you from each of these capitals, it's because we have the greatest CBS correspondents in each one of them." And I thought to myself, what a boss. And he says, "And here in Paris, nobody knows France and what's happening more than my colleague, David Schoenbrunn." David?
Schoenbrunn somehow fumbled his way through the broadcast and then later caught up with Murrow at the bar across the street.
I said, "Murrow, I thought you were my friend. That was a lousy thing you just did to me."
Murrow replied that he wanted to find out how Schoenbrunn would handle himself on the air in case of an emergency.
He said, "Well, I found out tonight, David, and welcome to the staff."
That's the late former CBS News correspondent David Schoenbrunn, interviewed in 1984. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Former CBS News correspondent David Schoenbrunn died in New York in May at the age of 73. In 1984, he wrote of his long and distinguished career in a memoir, America Inside and Out. In it, he told of a news conference he was assigned to cover in Abilene, Kansas, at which Eisenhower was to announce he was running for president. Eisenhower's press people barred TV coverage, saying the lights would create a circus. Schoenbrunn said his boss, Edward R. Murrow, called CBS chairman William Paley to ask what to do.
Paley had a conference with Goldenson of ABC, Sarnoff of NBC. They called Murrow back, and they said, "You tell David Schoenbrunn to walk into that theater. If the police grab him, he is to be carried out with the cameraman taking pictures."
Schoenbrunn was terrified, but the police broke ranks as he entered the auditorium.
Instead of letting me go to the orchestra with the other reporters, I was moved up to the balcony.
In the balcony, Schoenbrunn did not have a monitor or earphones and wasn't sure the TV audience could hear what was being said on the stage, where Eisenhower's news secretary, James Haggerty, was introducing the general. Back in New York, the CBS big shots were watching the broadcast.
They saw Haggerty talking, but they couldn't hear Haggerty because I was talking over him. And they were screaming, "Schoenbrunn, shut up!" Somebody jumped up and said, "Fire that SOB! Kill him!"
Schoenbrunn took a chance and stopped talking as Eisenhower spoke.
Eisenhower did get through perfectly, and we won the day, and from then on, there was no holding back television.
The late former CBS News correspondent David Schoenbrunn. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.